That's really loud in my ears. Oh, hey.
Hopefully everything works.
Well, at least you're working from home, right? You're
not shut down.
You're not shut down.
So that's the rest of my.
I just don't work anymore.
I bought a new house and I quit. It seemed like the right time.
Bought a new house and I was like, I don't really feel like. I think I'm good now. I don't need to work anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now that I've moved or going to move. I don't want to go back.
Yeah, we'll see. Just that timeline just got really, really fuzzy. Our carpeting went in on Tuesday, and then our governor told us all to stay home and told everybody all non-essential businesses to shut down. So because of that, we can't get a final inspection because they're not doing them. So we have everything done. Everything's ready. We're closing on the sale of our house on the 31st, but we just can't buy the new one yet. And so that's where we're at with that. It's all fine. Everything is fine. It's all good. As you might be able to see behind me, is Harrison decorated my ledge for me. There's we have a Joker, just like a block. We have a car here.
I see a saw in case you want to put up a new piece of wood.
There's a plastic saw, a Lego, and there's a Spider-Man. He brought them in as I was trying to figure out. So, funny little story. I'm down here trying to figure out why my trackpad won't connect to my computer. And I'm going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, God, it can't even find it. What the heck is going on? Then Kelly just texts me, stop. All right, hold on. I'll read the text messages.
Oh, I'm sure it's a joy. the thief of joy is showing her spirit.
I said, stop what? She goes, the computer. You were messing with it. Don't be dumb. And my response was, what the actual fuck are you talking about? And then it turns out that she's upstairs trying to help Colin with something on his computer. My trackpad was connected to his computer and the mouse was just going crazy. And she thought I was purposely trying to mess with them. So anyway, that's a funny little story I told.
When we act the way we do, Rob, we are often falsely accused of such shenanigans.
It you know, we do our best to keep everything from a technology standpoint in a way running smoothly, and then we're the ones that have to at the end of the day pay for anything crazy like that goes on, because it's our fault. We're the ones that handle those things.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and not only that, but you're the one that maybe plays the joke. So she figured that, I'm going to hook this up and I'm going to go do it when you're in the middle of something.
I mean, I can't be mad at her for thinking I was purposely doing it, because it sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really.
But not during these times, Rob. These are not the times to joke.
This is why
we skipped a week.
No joking times. No joking times. Let me try my beer here.
Well, that's good. Luckily, we don't have any of that. I'm just holed up here in the basement, which is kind of it's good and bad. You know, I'm away from things that are going on, but at the same time, I'm away from things that are going on. So it's a little bit tricky to navigate the homeschooling and everything else that goes on. So usually, once I'm done with work, then that's my time to shine.
Yeah, it's
that's when the math happens.
it is a tough time right now.
Well, you've been off, though, right?
God, I've been off. I've been off since the 10th, and there's no fucking end in sight. I can't go back to work. I can't. Yep. So, I don't know. I'm off. As of right now, I'm off at least through, let me even look at my calendar here. I don't even want to look at the calendar.
It'll just disappoint you.
I'm
stress you out a little bit.
Yeah, so let's see here. April Fool's Day. So, 31st. I'm off at least through the 7th as of right now.
Oh, shit. That's a long time. So, a month.
Uh-huh.
No wonder you don't want to go back.
God, I wish.
Well, you probably do.
No, I want everything to go back to the way it was, and I'll just go to work every day, because I enjoy doing that.
Yeah. Being away from Kelly for 10 hours doesn't sound all that bad to me.
Exactly. You know, I love the girl, but I like my job too. And I like leaving and going, shut up. And doing things. But anyway,
she can kick your ass. She can't kick mine. Cause I'm hundreds of miles away.
That's true. Anyways. All right, let's do this. We have a special pandemic episode of the Two Bobs. Because we're both at home. And just so everybody's aware, if you're new to the Two Bobs or you don't realize it, I'm in Michigan. Robert is in Virginia. So we are social distancing ourselves. We have been since episode one. But we are not in the same room recording an episode. So no judging.
Yeah, don't send emails. Don't send tweets. And sure as hell, don't leave us any voicemails on our phone number. But anyhow, well, shit, we did the intro. We didn't do the intro. So
oh, yeah.
We'll tell them who we are. This is episode 126 for Monday, March 30th, 2020.
Yeah, and the way it usually starts is...
Oh, yeah, we'll do that too.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 126 for Monday, March 30th, 2020.
There we go. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We're also going to discuss how the world's going down the fucking shitter.
And this week, crazy news, we're going to talk about some cheesy hygiene, the coronavirus challenge, 911 emergency, Boober Eats, toilet paper diet, and bat scratch fever. Now, do you think it will make it to March 30th, 2020? Will the world have exploded by then?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of days away, and... Yeah, one thing that recent times has shown us is that like a couple of days means a lot. Like a lot of things can happen in a couple of days. I mean, go back 2 weeks in our lives and
just everything was fine.
Everything is fine. Everything's still fine. You know, I just have to, you know, dip my pizza slices and rubbing alcohol now to make sure that everything gets washed off of it. That's the difference, really. Yeah. I mean. You know, some of my best friends, if you see them on the street, you gotta, you know, tell them to back off or you'll fucking shoot them. Like, that's just how our lives are now. This is what we do.
Yeah. I mean, it's really wrecked everything. I'm thinking back to when it was first kind of starting to roll in, and we had a baseball tournament we were going to around that weekend you were off, the weekend of the 10th. This is almost 2 weeks now. And it seemed like, you know, they started to like, okay, well, don't come in on Friday for school. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, we're still going to go to this tournament, right? These are 10-year-olds. We're still going to go play and school's out, but who cares? And then late Friday, it's like, no, maybe we're not going to do it. This had a school and the school closed, so you can't use the fields. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I had no idea the severity of it. And I just figured we're going to miss a couple of weeks of baseball and that's it. And now basically it's postponed indefinitely. Schools here in Virginia are closed for the remainder of the school year. So, I got an 18-year-old who's ready to graduate and all that's kind of canceled. We don't know what's going to happen. We think they're still going to do some sort of graduation, but, everything, the sports, the school sports, looking forward to soccer, all those things having to do with the final end of the year stuff, proms and all that shit's gone to hell, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, and
it's a mess.
Well, yeah, and in Michigan, we have a stay-in-place order from the governor right now. So, like, I mean, we're not even supposed to leave our house unless absolutely necessary. And, with a few exceptions, obviously going to the grocery store, going to the doctor if you need to, things like that. But, like, you know, going to you can go someplace to walk or exercise. So like we went to a nature trail today and just, you know, there were hardly anybody there. And, so little things like that, but as far as going anywhere else, you can't go anywhere. It's crazy. But, then the question, you know, becomes, well, the kids are off school. They're, you know, in Michigan, as of right now, they're off until the 13th. But let's be honest, they're not going to be going back on the 13th. So what's going to happen to that time that was missed? Like, you can't go into the fall next year having missed all this curriculum and just pretend it didn't happen. And you can't necessarily just assume that all the parents caught them up on the curriculum while they were off and did it correctly. Like, I'm sorry, I'm pretty good at math, but Math is complete. They do math way different.
Not Common Core.
They did math. I did math way different than the kids, how they do math today. And so I'm looking at some of this shit. I'm like, I'm Googling shit. It's asking him to build out this thing. And I'm like, I have no fucking clue. I went to college. Yeah. This kid's in fourth grade. And I have no idea what they're asking him to do. And so I'm sitting there Googling stuff to try to figure out you know, not only how to do it, but how to teach it to somebody. And because that adds a whole nother aspect at that point. Once you're actually saying, okay, now take this concept that you barely know and teach somebody else that concept. Yeah. It's a tough thing to do. So, but anyway, that's enough of this shit. Nobody wants to fucking listen to any of this. Let's drink some beer.
They've heard it enough. I've been doing everything with Alexa. Alexa, what's 5 times 7?
This might answer your question. 5 times 7 is 35.
Yeah, see? That's what I've been doing.
How would that not anything answer I don't your know. Question? I think you might be, this might work for you. You let me know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alexa's not been very good with us. I've been having a hell of a time getting her to do the lights. We've been asking her to play music, and then she plays something completely random, or it stutters. I don't know. There's something weird with it. It might not work.
Alexa has coronavirus.
Probably. Maybe she's social distancing, can't quite hear us, but
it's gotta be it.
Anyhow, you know what's not social distancing is this beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I got something good today.
Do you? Well, fantastic.
Well, I do. We'll cover that shortly.
So I see it on there. I know what you're drinking, and I agree. It's a great beer. But anyway, what I'm having is now we've been through this recently. It says it's from Wells.
Oh no,
on the bottle.
But it's not.
No, it's from Wells. It says from Wells.
It's by some Brit.
If you remember, a couple episodes ago, we ran into an issue where I drank a beer that I had already had. Thinking that it was new to the show, and it's because Wells was bought out by Eagle Brewing, another brewery. Yep. And our Eagle Brewery, I think it's called.
Eagle Brewery. Yeah,
and so you know, this is kind of the same thing. So technically this is from Eagle Brewery, but it still says Wells on the bottle, so it was still Wells when it was made. I don't know. Let's see. Best before May 14th of 20. So...
Well, so close. Yeah, it's still
good. So, but I forgot the label. But this is the thing. So it's technically by Eagle, but it says Wells on the bottle. And I'm going to use Wells's website because, to be honest with you, Eagle's website isn't that great. They basically are just like, hey, here's a beer and it tastes like toffee. Enjoy. Like where Charles Wells actually goes into more.
Tells you. He cared more about it.
They care more about passing along information and inspiration. So what it says here is two of the things Britain is renowned for across the globe are traditional ale and puddings. Following the success of Wells Banana Bread Beer, which I've had before twice,
I like pudding,
comes the latest addition to the exquisitely crafted Wells Ales range, Wells Sticky Toffee Pudding Ale. Wells has been using age-old traditional brewing methods to perfect its ale since 1876, and Wells Sticky Toffee Pudding Ale is made to those same exacting standards. It is brewed with our own accredited natural mineral water and the choicest English ingredients as a result delivers all the satisfying complex tastes you'd expect from a true beer, but with a unique indulgent twist. Using traditional British desserts as our source of inspiration, we discovered that the natural rich flavors of sticky toffee pudding could be exquisitely combined with darker malts to create a truly distinctive ale. With toffee and caramel hints and rich fruit aromas, sticky toffee pudding is an intensely satisfying beer. Not particularly strong, it's 5% alcohol by volume. I don't know about any of the other things because it's not on there. But essentially, it's an ale. It's like a medium bodied. It's a dark amber, so I can see through it. Not quite the motor oil consistency of a lot of the other beers that I drink. But I'm gonna taste it and let you know what I think.
Looks good.
Now I'm trying to get the toffee, and I do get a little bit of the toffee. I can taste it a little bit as I'm drinking, but then it kind of lingers a little bit after, and you get a little bit more of that toffee. Once the alcohol t- taste in your mouth wears off a little bit. You're kind of left with that toffee. Very sweet beer, fruity, you know, the subtle maltiness. You know, it's a good beer. It's a solid. I rated it 3.5 on Untappd. It's one of those, like, I'm not going to like run out and try to find the, you know, whoever carries this, but, it's a nice, good beer. I would definitely say it's a dessert beer. So you're not going to pack a 6-pack of this or anything like that. But if you like the sweeter beers, after a meal, maybe just one or two of them, this is a really good one to have. I like it. Good beer from Wells / Eagle / whoever the fuck they are. And I've had Wells, as you know, / Eagles. Episode 15, Find the Toenail. I had a banana bread beer. Episode 20, Shits and Giggles. I had a Young's Double Chocolate Stout. You had a sticky toffee. Fuck me. You've had this.
It's that time, buddy. This is the episode to be doing that.
Episode 71, The Big Pink. Yeah. Robert had a sticky toffee. Fuck me. From Charles Wells. You know, I just... And, of course, episode 124, Crack Bites. I had a banana bread beer from Eagle Brewing.
And then, that's a problem.
Yeah,
not really.
You know, so I don't remember what you rated it, but nonetheless, it's a nice sweet dessert beer, and not new to the show.
Did it tell you they're friends?
I'm done. Well, you know, as I was checking in, it said two friends, but I didn't really look at it that closely.
Didn't really check,
because obviously we check in sometimes. You check in a lot, it doesn't actually end up on the show.
yeah.
But anyway, we've had it a few times, and I'm done with this brewery because I feel like every single time I fuck it up.
Well, I rated it a 3.5 as well. Okay. So we're consistent.
Yeah. There. See, you know, we agree 3.5, right in the, which is our magical number. We like it. And we drink it again if it were convenient.
That's true.
If the beer presented itself to us.
Yeah,
we would drink it.
Well, that's the same thing I'm thinking when I look in here at this episode where I add this beer. But basically, because of the issues that we're all faced, I did not go out to get any new beer. So I had to go into my refrigerator. And the choice was either drink some bourbon on the show or drink a beer that I've had. And I figured that this was kind of one of those. And I talked about it before. It's not really like this is a special occasion beer for us. And we've had that discussion. The CBS from Founders. The last time we actually had it on the show, that was where it was featured and not a second beer, was episode 100, Pig Brothel.
And again,
it's the Founders CBS, which is their Canadian breakfast stout. So it's their regular KBS that they have, but they basically let it sit there in the bourbon barrels that used to have maple syrup. So you get that syrupy sweet kind of flavor to it. I'll tell you a little bit about it from the website, and then I'll save the review because it's back there from there. But CBS was born when we stumbled upon some bourbon barrels that had previously housed maple syrup. We opted to put the same base beer as KBS, an imperialized version of breakfast stout, in the maple barrels, and after one taste, we knew we had something special. Rich maple syrup, roasted coffee, and velvety chocolate meld together in what can only be described as a transcendental drinking experience. And I think for both of us, we've probably rated this a 5. This is supposed to be the last year that it's going to ever be made. I don't know that I completely believe that, but maybe they're completely out of these barrels. It's 11.7% alcohol by volume. So one of these will leave you feeling pretty good. And the true to form, it's tastes sweet. It's not overly sweet. You do get a bit of that coffee from the breakfast stout. I don't really get any of the chocolate in there, but still remains to be, I think, one of my favorite beers and one of yours as well.
You know, I would argue that it's my absolute favorite beer. You know, I love CBS. Yeah. Normally when I don't have my shelf behind me donned with, shit that Harrison's put there, I have a CBS kind of plaque that sits up there, and as well as a bottle of CBS that I Still have not opened, although this whole thing might make me want to open it. Yeah, good beer. Good solid beer.
Yeah, I love it. So, anyhow, let's get into some crazy news.
Do it. All right. What do we got here? Where are we going first?
Well, the first story is going to take us to Vancouver, Washington. And I was a little thrown off because it was from the Irish Post. And I figured, you know, with it being St. Patrick's Day a couple weeks ago, but that's not where this one is. Oh. But a woman in the U.S. has become the laughingstock of the internet after revealing she has spent the past few days mistakenly washing her hands with a block of cheese rather than a bar of soap.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, so we're all washing our hands a lot more these days. And I've been using the stuff in the pump because my son Ben doesn't know how to use a piece of hand soap. But Miley from Vancouver, Washington, thought she was doing her bit to stop the spread of coronavirus by thoroughly washing her hands with bar soap. Unfortunately, she instead succeeded in spreading some rather mature-looking cheddar on her hands. I'm going to get to that. Okay. Over the course of several days, well, I was going to ask you, basically. I don't know if the story... I don't pre-read these, Rob. Sharing her story of tale on Reddit, Miley explained how the cheese ended up being mistaken for a bit of soap after it was left out of the refrigerator following a drunken late-night snack. Waking the next morning, she assumed that the lump was the remnants of a bar of soap. She also is keen to stress that she does actually keep a bar of yellow unscented soap nearby, for which the two evidently got mixed up. I just realized my soap wasn't working because it's literally a block of cheese. I use liquid soap for the dishes, bar soap like this, which is gentler on my hands after I do chores, if that makes any sense. It was a couple of days of, why isn't this foaming? I came to realize it was a dried out square of Tillamook sharp cheddar.
Mm.
I suspect I had left it out when I was intoxicated and just forgot.
Oh, blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, that's what we do. People were quick to comment on the major hand-washing mishap. And the most obvious question one asked, but that must mean, have we been eating mac and soap the entire week? Second echoed those concerns. Does that mean you put the soap in the fridge? Well, a third said, to be fair, it does look like a block of soap. And it does.
It looks like it, but again, you know, it,
an old piece of safeguard or something.
First use, I'd probably think, why is there no soap suds though? Like, why does this feel weird? Because, like, you know, I mean, normally a bar of soap, you get it wet, you ought to, right away, you're going to get soap suds. It gets slippery. You know, it kind of, the outside gets soft, where this is just rubbing cheddar on yourself. Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad that you eventually figured it out, especially with everything going on. You don't want to be the person that's in the hospital because you decided that you were going to use soap instead of hand sanitizer or regular soap. I'm sorry, you were going to use cheese instead of soap.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like you're going to know quick. It's going to be slippery. You're going to get the bubbles. And it's what you say. It took 3 days to figure it out. And you know, if she's eating the cheese, she knows the cheese is gone. So something had to... And maybe that's when it came, when she finally took 3 days to go back and get the cheese. But it seemed like something you should have figured out a lot quicker than you did.
I don't think so. Grilled soap doesn't sound good. Grilled soap sandwich.
No, you'll go blind.
No, soap on your pizza? No fun. No fun. Anyway, if you know, the good news for this lady is she's not the dumbest... She's not the dumbest person that we're going to be talking about in this episode of the Two Bobs.
Not even close.
The next one here, I'd say, because at least she could say, whoops, that's kind of a funny thing I did. I finally realized it's not so. This person here, this dumb bitch right here, I'm going to call her. And she's one of these, and I don't even know where she's from, and it doesn't matter because it's all on the fucking internet. She's one of these, as you call influencers, which I call social whores, who just like do stupid shit to try to get views so they can try to earn a living by being a dumbass on social media. And then she's definitely one of those. So,
I was going to call us influencers, Rob, until you went and disparaged us.
We don't influence shit, Robert, and I will never refer to myself as an influencer. But this, the coronavirus challenge.
Oh,
the coronavirus challenge. An influencer.
Should we do it?
No, and it, you, nobody should do this except her. She should keep doing it so she can just, you know,
repeatedly.
Yeah, let's let Darwin do, you know, do his thing with her. Anyway, an influencer filmed herself licking a plain toilet seat for clout on TikTok, which I think TikTok is, you know, if it, it
that's
if
coronavirus
doesn't kill us all, TikTok will. As part of a coronavirus challenge, influencer Ava Louise filmed herself licking a plain toilet seat. Let me try that again. Influencer Ava Louise filmed herself licking a plain seat toilet, starting a bizarre coronavirus challenge. Please RT or retweet so people can know how to properly be sanitary on an airplane, she said. She told Insider she did it because she didn't want coronavirus getting more attention than her. What's not going to make people sad is a hot, rich, blonde, 20-something-year-old licking a toilet, she said. It's not like the... Notice she said it about herself. It's not like the virus can kill me anyway because I...
Trump speak.
It's not like the virus can kill me anyway because I don't use Facebook.
If I get corona, I get corona,
this,
Rob.
Did I just read like all the bullet points for the article? Who the fuck wrote this? Jesus.
Oh, God. Who read it?
An influencer filmed herself on a plane toilet licking the seat as part of coronavirus challenge. Ava Louise has appeared on Dr. Phil. Show has 19,000 TikTok followers and 150,000 Instagram followers. She posted the video on her Twitter on March 14th. She retweeted all the things, or she tweeted, please RT so people can know how to properly be sanitary on the airplane, she said, with love and sweating emojis. People responded with disgust that she would, this is new information now, she would do such a thing just for the attention. The whites are at it again, one person said. Damn whites. While another responded, classy. A day later, Louise confirmed that she started the coronavirus challenge for clout and that her actions were no worse than eating a dude's ass. I can't get coronavirus, just like the gays... Rich blonde bitches are immune.
Gays are on Facebook.
Louise also started spreading awareness of important social issues. Okay, so now that you're all on my page, racism is bad, she tweeted. Gay people are good. Transphobia is grosser than me licking a toilet. Good day. I gotta see this video though.
Well, it's there for your viewing pleasure, Rob.
And that may be the true joy of painting, is when you share it with other people. I really believe that's the true joy.
Jesus Christ. Louise told Insider she licked the toilet seat. And she even if she was hot before she did that, she's not anymore. Louise told Insider she licked the toilet seat.
So you wouldn't kiss her?
I wouldn't go anywhere near her. I wouldn't go within 6 feet of her. Lick the toilet seat because she...
She's going to be 8 feet.
She was tired of some bitch named Corona getting more publicity than me. She added that hot blondes can recover from anything, so there's no harm done. The xenophobia makes me sad, she said. What's not going to make people sad is a hot, rich, blonde, 20-something-year-old licking a toilet. It's not like the virus can kill me anyway because I don't use Facebook. It was iconic.
Whoever wrote this was terrible.
It was iconic, she added. ALS, Lou Gehrig syndrome, the bucket challenge. Could never, period. Could never touch it.
Nope,
overall,
not as good.
Her video pretty much had the desired effect, she said. I just wanted more attention than this Corona bitch, but she's good, she said. So I capitalized off her, and now I'm like global news. My mom told me she's proud of me. Her mom's a dumb bitch too. I shed light on
this mom
pandemic while wearing Fendi sunglasses. The serve. The videos also helped her song Skinny Legend Anthem. Go even more viral.
We need a song.
She said with TikTok megastars like Chase Hudson, also known as Lil Huddy, using it in their videos. Swab tests have shown that most bacteria and fungal spores on a plane are found on the headrest, seatbelt, buckle, tray table, and inside handle of the washroom door. There are probably more things to catch at check-in than in the bathrooms, and toilet seats may be comparatively quite clean. That's not to say you should go around licking things, you stupid bitch.
Now, do you have a TikTok?
No. Fuck no, I don't have a TikTok.
Maybe we should. I looked at hers, and she's had some stuff done to her lips that she probably should have skipped.
What happened to your pop filter?
I took it off because... Is the ring bothering you? And I couldn't get the little frame off because I realized that...
And let's make some nice little clouds that just float around and have fun all day.
Oh, Bob Ross.
He sounds a lot better.
Bob Ross sounds way better now. That's great.
See?
Whew.
I think Bob Ross probably licked a couple airplane seats in his time.
Probably. He still does. He's taking the coronavirus challenge very seriously.
Well, check out her TikTok if you get a chance.
Or don't. Don't even feed into it. She's fucking stupid. You'll be dumber. She kills brain cells just watching her.
She goes to the beach wearing some shoelaces for a bikini. I think that's what that is.
Oh, good.
Oh, gross.
You know,
yeah,
she's got that going. She's ranked. For her.
She got hit by a truck at one point.
She's got that going for her. So that's good. Oh, boy.
I got two World News Daily that I don't remember if I...
Well, I mean, you know, that's all right. So we might just need a double dose this week of World News Daily.
Let me check something real quick.
Take your time.
Go back through. You sent me... Okay, I'll put this one in there. We'll do two at the end, but I'll throw this other one in here. Okay. All right.
What are you doing?
I'll just put another one in here. This next one's going to keep us over on the West Coast and take us to Oregon.
Further away, the better.
Coronavirus emergency. Oregon police asked people to stop calling 911 because they ran out of toilet paper. That one snuck up on me. A police department in Oregon is urging people that if they run out of toilet paper, it's not worth calling 911. It's actually not worth trampling old people at the grocery store either. The Newport Police Department posted the surprising message on its Facebook page as shoppers across the country it flocked to supermarkets to stock up on supplies amid the coronavirus pandemic that has put much of the world on edge, including us. It's hard to believe that we have even have to post about this. Do not call 911. Just because you ran out of toilet paper, you will survive without our assistance. The department then offered numerous alternatives if people couldn't find their favorite soft, ultra-plush, two-ply, citrus-scented tissue. There are alternatives to toilet paper, grocery receipts, newspapers, cloth rags, lace, cotton balls, and that empty toilet paper roll sitting on the holder right now, the message said. Plus, there are a variety of leaves you can safely use. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Mother Earth News magazine will tell you how to make your own wipes using 15 different leaves. Just don't use poison ivy. When all else fails, you have magazine pages. Start saving those catalogs you get in the mail that you usually toss. Be resourceful. Be patient. There is no TP shortage. This too shall pass. Just don't call 911. We can't bring you any paper. Many aspects of American life have been reordered as the country has dealt with trying to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Over the past week, images of empty shelves in grocery stores have become common sights as people rush to stock up on food and cleaning supplies. Some stores have started to implement sales restrictions of only a limited number of items per person. And it tells where Newport is, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares, because, I mean, it's not any different over here or...
Now, pretty much everywhere, and that's the weird thing. You'll see that a lot, where it's, you know, nobody's going to die from not having any toilet paper, but I guess people figure they can't get out for a while, and I've seen videos online of people actually fighting over it. People stockpiling their carts full of toilet paper and people going in, not getting any. And then they, you know, ask for one and they end up getting in a fight over it. It just seems silly. We're better than that.
Yeah. You'd think, you know, this stuff would bring people together and wanting to help out our fellow man. But I feel like a lot of the times it just makes shit worse.
Yeah.
You know, people can be so fucking dumb and petty sometimes, but, not here at the Two Bobs. I'd give you a roll of toilet paper.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe even a whole package. That. Depends on how much I have. I have plenty of toilet paper here, though, so I'm good.
I got a bidet. I'm fine for a while.
That's true, man. This is the one time I'm kind of like, shit, I wish I hadn't. Should have tried to fix that bidet instead of getting rid of it. But
the one time is when you take your that drink for a colonoscopy. That's when you want to have the bidet.
Oh, that is true. Luckily, I don't have to do that right now.
It's a good time.
Not the time to get a colonoscopy. Not the time to go anywhere near a hospital unless you have to. But
it's true.
Staying
West Coast again.
Yeah, staying in the West Coast and why can't I, God damn it, I have to disable my ad blocker.
No, you gotta do a reader mode.
That's right.
I just did the reader
mode. Yeah, that's right, hookers. God damn it. Fuck you. Okay. So this takes us to Portland. Oregon, I'm assuming.
Oregon. Yeah.
Portland, Maine, where Gillian is. But
no.
Where
she's got toilet paper. Yeah,
she's got plenty, probably. Between toilet paper and vintage Pyrex, she's doing all right. So this takes us to Portland, Oregon, where a strip club closed due to coronavirus opens curbside food delivery service called Boober Eats. That's not Uber Eats, that's Boober Eats, Robert.
Oh, that's good. I got that app.
A Portland strip club forced, I was on the beta, to close during the coronavirus crisis has found an innovative way to stay in business.
Premium member.
With a curbside food delivery service it calls Boober Eats. The Lucky Devil Lounge closed its doors this week as businesses across Oregon closed and residents went into isolation to prevent the further spread of the virus. As Z100 in Portland reported, owner Sean Bolden was trying to find a way to generate some business and originally came up with the food delivery idea as a joke, especially the play on words taking off of the popular service Uber Eats, but the concept generated so much interest on Facebook they decided to launch it for real. Bolden told Willamette Week that the establishment will still be offering its full menu outside of alcoholic beverages and would have two of the dancers deliver it to the doors of patrons. They will even get a bit of a show, Bolden noted, saying the delivery woman will wear pasties and booty shorts and drop off food, dance for a second, and then move along, all while keeping sanitary and with disinfectant spray. As the Z100 reported, added,
too, by the way,
would you say
they're on Instagram as well, by the way?
Oh, perfect. As the Z100 report added, the idea allows the dancers and kitchen employees to keep working to cook the and deliver the food, and the bouncers will be serving as drivers. The curbside delivery is one of the ways that suddenly shuttered businesses are trying to carry on amid the nationwide shutdowns. As the Inquisitor reported, sports venues across the country are donating food they had purchased and stored for games that have now been canceled, sending them to local food banks to help people in need. In Los Angeles, the Staples Center sent a hoard of food, look at that in a minute, to the Midnight Mission, making it the largest one-day donation in its history. At one point, we were ready to lock down the arena and go into full hibernation mode. Peyton Kania, Staples Center Vice President of Hospitality and Retail Strategy, told Yahoo Sports, "We realized there isn't much that we could do with any of the food, so we decided to figure out how much we could donate. Sports are not expected to return anytime soon, with the NBA suspending play indefinitely. Major League Baseball pushing back the start of the season until at least May. It was not clear when the Lucky Devil Lounge could reopen, but the kitchen is currently taking orders with its dancers ready to deliver." So, you know, it's not the fully nude show that you're used to expecting, but the good news is you get food with it. And, you know, what are you going to do? And I applaud the owner of the establishment for figure out something to do. I think that probably, though, if I were a stripper there, I would kind of be disappointed when this is all over and I got to go back to just dancing on stage and taking my clothes off. But, you know, nonetheless, not pretty clever.
A word of mouth is good for this kind of thing.
I agree.
More people hear about it.
So. No, keep going. That's great.
Yeah, no, I screwed that up. I'll go to the next one. So going down to Trumpville, this man hospitalized after he believed that eating toilet paper could cure him from coronavirus. That's probably why there isn't any left. This takes us to Mississippi from our friends at World News Daily Report. We've actually got a double dose of World News Daily this week. We're a Mississippi man who believed that eating toilet paper could prevent him from contracting. A Mississippi man who believed that eating toilet paper could prevent him from contracting the coronavirus has been hospitalized. That's one of those words that'll trick you.
Coronavirus.
Jeremy Glasgow, 34, saw a number of reports about the coveted item, which led him to believe that people were eating the toilet paper
as an
antivirus.
Makes sense.
His mother, Sue Ellen Glasgow, 67, also believed the hype around toilet paper was meant to be a cure for the virus, but did not indulge in the precious commodity. Everyone is talking about the coronavirus and buying toilet paper. I was sure the reason behind it was that it was some kind of cure, he said.
Naturally.
And looking at him, it looked like he's tried a bunch of different things. I would do anything for my son, so I made him chicken toilet paper soup. Mashed toilet paper and ham. You know, me and ham, I had to invent a lot of recipes as I couldn't find any toilet paper recipes on the internet.
Can't find that in Yumly.
No. It is believed that he ingested an estimated 164 rolls of toilet paper over a 3-day period, according to the mother's receipts. Some people may find it funny that I believe that toilet paper would cure me, but even though I'm hospitalized for other reasons, morbid obesity is not included, I am coronavirus free, so there might be something to it after all. Doctors at Vicksburg Promise Hospital said that Jeremy is suffering from extreme constipation, but should recover swiftly. There are currently several potential cures to the coronavirus at the moment, believe health authorities. And he doesn't have to wipe when he's done. It wipes on his way out. But toilet paper is not one, say the experts.
Oh, man. Actually, the comment says he might have just invented the self-wiping backside. Pure genius.
See?
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. All right, let's see. Oh, and by the way, other things you can get at World News Daily Report related to coronavirus are about the guy who says coronavirus hasn't changed his life a bit. Says a man who's lived in a bubble suit since childhood.
This one, 21-year-old man, cured himself of COVID-19 by drinking his own semen.
Oh.
That's pretty gross.
That's
that was in Italy. And they
maybe he ate toilet paper.
That's tasteless. And
then, COVID. All right. So our next story.
Last one.
Our last story. Brings us to China.
Our next last one.
Where a Chinese health authorities confirmed that patient zero, so the first guy that got COVID-19, had sex with bats. Chinese health authorities have confirmed the identity of the patient zero, from whom the first case of coronavirus has originated. Yin Dao Tang, 24, the province of Hubei, is the first case of the novel coronavirus that emerged on November 17th, according to the Chinese government data. Tang is believed to have contracted the disease after indulging in sexual acts with several animals, including bats. We believe that patient zero has contracted COVID-19 through oral,
wrong,
genital, or anal sexual penetration with various animals, especially bats, Chinese officials said yesterday. I apologize for my son's sexual deviances, but he has always complained that there were no women to have sex with in China, only men. Patient Zero's father told reporters. There are billions of people.
What's
in China.
His name? What's his name?
Yin Dao Tang.
Guy. His
father,
dad.
His father is Yin Jing Zing Tang. Chinese officials have warned to temporarily abstain from having sexual contact with any animals until this blows over. Especially with that.
Then you can resume your normal activity.
Once we get this under control and there's a vaccine,
it'll be safe again.
Fucking animals again. We asked the people, the population, to abstain from temporarily. We asked the population to abstain temporarily from oral, genital, or anal sexual contact with animals, especially bats. Chinese officials warned citizens yesterday. The Chinese government said it would consider fines and prison time to enforce that the population temporarily abstains from sexual contact with animals.
At least until Easter.
Yeah, until then, or until just the pandemic is fully controlled. Chinese millennial old cultural traditions have made the bat a synonym of healthy sexual appetite, longevity, good eyesight, and luck, and are a popular dish in the region of Hubei.
That's pretty good.
So that is last two from our friends at World News Daily Report. And of course, you can find other coronavirus related news, COVID-19 news specifically, at worldnewsdailyreport.com. You can read about things such as the couple of virus rights activists voluntarily catches coronavirus to save it from WHO genocide. And WHO would be the World Health Organization.
And the man hospitalized after drinking 16 gallons of hand sanitizer to protect him from the coronavirus.
He looks very similar to the guy who ate all the toilet paper.
Oh, he had to wash it down with something.
And or you can go to Ohio. I don't know if you heard about this one, but hundreds of customers fight over toilet paper in a Walmart store. 3 dead, 174 injured, and 213 arrests.
The man arrested at the France-Germany border for smuggling 2,500 surgical masks in his rectal cavity. That's why we can't get them. And they charge more for those, too.
Spanish authorities asked pregnant women to abstain from giving birth until the end of the pandemic.
Free corks for everybody.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. All right. Well, if we thought that the world was getting better, Rob, this is just proof that it's not.
It's not. I feel like we've maybe hit rock bottom, though, at this point. So maybe we have nowhere to go but up.
I hope so.
You know? I don't know. It's about the as positive as I can be about things right now. But nonetheless, we'll probably be back next week, right? Yeah. I mean, I got nothing going on.
Well, yeah, you did, but it's kind of postponed a little bit.
Well, we are selling our house on Tuesday. We should be closing. We just can't buy our new house yet, because it needs a final inspection and they won't go out there and do it. little problem. You need this thing called a certificate of occupancy or they won't sell you the house, turns out. And there's nobody that is giving those until at least April 14th, so we'll have to see what happens.
So when they give you the money for this house, are you going to put it in the stock market?
I'm going to put it all in there, even the down payment for the new house. Fuck it.
Ride the wave.
Riding it up. Just got to ride that weight up.
Right. Road hard. Oh, man. Well, shit. If you're interested in telling us about your stories or talking to us or leaving us voicemails, Twitters, and all that shit, we'd love to hear from you. 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627 if you can't spell.
You can find us on all the interwebs and all the social things. Not TikTok, though, at 2Bobs Podcast.
We should have a TikTok.
No. Also, you can also find us at 2bobs.com. Very exciting.
Yeah. I'll tell you everything else you need to know. We don't really spend a lot of time on the interwebs outside of doing this.
It's very true.
Our individual accounts, you know, now and then, but the 2Bobs site is thanking people for stuff, and that's kind of it.
Yep, it's about it.
It's too much going on Twitters. Yeah. I get lost.
That's true. There's so much going on, and none of it's positive.
None of it's good. Shit. Well, man, I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the 2Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking 2Bobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.